Mila Mahagat. So, hello everybody. Now, a lot of this is going to be in Irish, but I will put in some English as I go along as well. So, be me kind my yowler, Paul Ceylan. Rugach Paul Ceylan, Sivlian Naidiog Fihe. He was born in 1920. Agus fuair sé bás Sivlian Naidiog Seachto. He died in 1970 by his own hand. Paul Anchel, an tánam a bhíar ar dús, ach a hríoch a chlinne go Ansel in Yegshin, agus anagram an tánam Ceylan a tá bonnaithe ar Ansel. So his surname changed three times. Well, maybe twice. It was started off as Anchel, and then it changed to Ansel, which was the Romanian spelling, and then finally an anagram from that was Ceylan. Rugache I Chernivtsi, a vis Romain and Wershin, Axatos and Ukraine in Nish. So he was born in Chernivtsi, which was in Romania and is now in Ukraine. The dual egavorher slitrich yaramonisha, alas hook Ceylan a grashuls and tangashin lesh uhi. So his mother was really into German poetry, and he got his love of German poetry from her. The anachid tangacha olas ig Ceylan. He had lots and lots of languages. Dibrig sé mar aistrahor agus mar lector I Boris. So he worked as a translator and as a lector in Paris. Behiudig pod Ceylan agus a winter agus fuir a húshmahori bás I gampa nazíach. So Paul Ceylan and his parents were Jews, and his parents died in a Nazi concentration camp. He also spent time in a camp but managed to get released. Is Phaedra Brown of a heater slodontage a haggard sheer da hahi fein le barber hach na natsahe. So you feel the sorrow throughout his poetry, you feel intense sorrow. And we can trace this back clearly to his time and his experiences of Nazism. Is a an don age is mo a haulit rish and trape shisha da todes fuge a dashtrig mesa hiat chanwasach agam da chit danta. So I think the poem that really epitomizes his attitude towards the Holocaust and makes him, I suppose, the Holocaust poet is Todes Fuge, which is the fugue of death. I translated this in the first volume that I did on his poems. Dénan Ceylan Corsis an Ceil de Húil I Gampa Natsiach sa Dánsha. Now, I think at this point, maybe if Paul Casey would play us Todes Fuge being read by Ceylan, this would really set the scene. Go to Míle Magad. Yeah. Go to Míle Magad, Paul. As you can see, it's a very, very powerful poem. So I'll try to do justice to this now in the Irish translation. It won't be easy. Fug an voish, banya dovna maitina olami de samlihe, olami de tranointi agus maitinacha olami de dianach samlihe, olamid agus olamid, dianamid uig saneir nach nian cungar chyne, fa fair in a chôn ys a tech imrian shellish na naharacha, scriven she nor a airean she darcha gudian hi aramon, do gruig orga a vargarita, scriven she e agus shulin she os chôrin ti, agus bian a reelta ig lunarú, ligin she fad ar a vadri, ligin she fad chige, a chig giudach, agus curin she iadin mon uig a chachilt sa chre, tugin she or dúduin, kasagi keold an rinke, banya dúvna maitine olami tusan lihe, olamid tu maitinacha agus tranointi, olamid tu sanihe, olamid agus olamid, ta fair in a chôn ísa teach in rian se leis na naharacha a scriven se nore a rian se daracha gudian ich aramon, do chruig orga a vargarita, do chruig ar gha na luaha a sulamid, dianamid uig san air nach nian cung ar chine. Glen she tegi ni stainis a chre shivshe an shah agus shivshe an shud canigi kasigi kiol berin she graimer an iren in a chrus agus luoskin she e ta huile garam kuirigi na sluishti ni stainit shivshe agan shah agus shivshe an shud kasigi kiol breshe dan rinke Anya dovna majina olamit tusanihe, olamit tu tranointi agus majinacha, olamit tusanihe, olamit agus olamit, ta farin a choni sa tech do gruig orga a vargarita, do gruig ergha na luaha a sulamit, imrian se leishta naharacha, glen se shaini agus shaini ki nis milse, an bas is maishter an bas on yaramon, glen se builigi nis dorhi, na vairini an shin, airin se marietach san air, an shin bien uigigibs nis gambel, agus nach mian kung erfinet. Bania dovna magina all meet to sanihe, all meet to tranointi, is moisture and boss on yaramon, all meet to sanihe, is maginacha, all meet, agas all meet, is moisture and boss on yaramon, ta huil gorm, boilin shetule pilair louis, boilin shetu dirach, ta farin a honis a tacht of ruig orga vargarita, curin she evadri onan, brunin she uig barbing sanair, imilish to naharcha, agas bien tire of the Yaramon, the Gruig Orga of Argarita, the Gruig Ercha, the Luha, as Sulemits. So, Gurm Haggard, and Marisht Marekinship, Berlin Madrid, Berlin Madrid. And as you see, it's a very, very potent and powerful poem, and extraordinarily sad as well. So, I now want to share my screen. This is always dangerous, but I'll try anyway. Yes, here it is. Share. Here it is, my PowerPoint. Now, this is not going to be death by PowerPoint. It'll just be a little bit of notes, etc. So here we have Paul Celan. His dates, again, were 1920 to 1970. Oh, this is not going down. Oh, yeah. And this is a photograph of himself. It's the only photograph I have, and unfortunately, I have to use it again and again without, you know, having a change. And then these are just some notes. On his life, he was born, as we said, Anshel, then he became Ansel, and eventually Celan. He was Jewish. He had a lot of different languages. He spent some time in a Nazi concentration camp where his parents died in a different one. And then he spent most of his time in France. He was married to a French woman and they had one son. He wrote in German. He wrote his poetry in German. He suffered from a mental illness, and this really was a big factor in his life. And he knew other poets such as Ingeborg Bachmann, Lily Sachs, Rosel Ausländer, and he seemed again Friedrich Hölderlin. And this is very important. Friedrich Hölderlin is a very, very important poet in German, probably the most famous, maybe. But he also writes about him in one particular poem, which I hope we have time to look at tonight. So Celan an Fille Germanisch behochte, Bejer said the Huish, maybe he was the most important German poet of the 20th century. He committed suicide in 1970 by jumping into the River Seine in Paris. So this is the book, so this is book one of the poems in Il Don de Paul Celan, that I translated. And is it going to move for me? Yeah, and this is number two. Again, it's the same picture as you see. And here we go. Yeah. And this was just Todesfuge that you heard, the first verse there. Again, very powerful rhythm in Todesfuge. And I tried to replicate that in the Irish poem. I'm not sure how well I succeeded, really. Now we go on to Erinnerung an Frankreich. So that's the German version. And I'll just read you the English version first and then the Irish. So you have the German one there. You can be looking at that. Memory of France. Together with me recall the sky of Paris, that giant autumn crocus. We went shopping for hearts at the flower girl's booth. They were blue and they opened up in the water. It began to rain in our room and our neighbor came in, Monsieur Lesange, a lean little man. We played cards. I lost the irises of my eyes. You lent me your hair. I lost it. He struck us down. He left by the door. The rain followed him out. We were dead and were able to breathe. Now, as you see, this is a very experimental poem and a very beautiful poem, I think. Again, Monsieur Lesange. Lesange is another word for dream in French. So is the whole thing a dream or is it something completely different? It's up to you to decide. So in Irish, Cuinig Hín ar an Bhrainc. Tusse, Cuinig Liom, an Spéir I Boris, Crochan Óir Mór. Cheaníam ar Bach Lóga ó Chaili Ní Díalta na Máhanna, Víadar Gorm agus Vlá Híadar san Ishke. Chosnig sé ag Corbáistí in ár Seomra, agus Hánig ár Gorsan, Monsieur Lesange, Farbeag Súrach, Dimriam ar Cártaí, Chailméine Mic Imrisc. Húgtú dom da chuid Grúige ar Ísacht, Chailmé í, Frasca sé sin, Chúil sé a Machan Doris, Lán an Vástach é, Vímar Marav, agus Vímar Rináun ár na Náil a Harint. And I just have to thank there Dr. Bert Hoffman and Paul Zygo Callaghan, who gave me a lot of help with the translations. Now, the last poem that I want to look at today is the one we mentioned there, just a few ideas there about that particular poem, is Tübingen Jänner. And this is the poem in which he pays homage to Huldrych. And there's the German. Again, it's a very hard poem to read properly because it's so kind of chopped up and disjointed. But I go now to the Irish version. Oh, sorry, I go to the English version first. To Begin January by Paul Celan. Eyes talked into blindness, there a riddle, what is purely arisen, their memory of floating Huldrych towers, gull and swirled. Visits of drowned joiners to these plunging words. Came, if there came a man to the world, today, with the patriarch's light beard, he could, if he spoke of this time, he could only babble and babble, ever, ever more. Palaksh, palaksh. Now, just to tell you a little bit about Huldrych. Huldrych, as we said, was a wonderful poet, but he also suffered from a mental illness. I suppose it's hard to retrospectively diagnose what somebody was suffering from way back then. And again, his dates are here. It's 1770 to 1843 were Huldrych's dates. Again, they think now that he had schizophrenia. And he spent most of his life in a tower. He wasn't a prisoner, but he was being taken care of by a couple, a carpenter and his wife. So I'll now read the Irish version. Suil dalta e comus ortehe, a rune gan small, a greener hur huldulin, a thar snav frelon, a yorkalu e shordom, curtin a shuneri borte and a fuckle a chuigaton puil, da duchach dine, da duchach dine an sail in yov, le feso hial na bartriarchach, ni etach se, da la roch se an aumsha, ni etach se, ach lapiracht, agus lapiracht, e gon li, mli, palaksh, palaksh. Now, na fucking palaksh, palaksh, it means, it was a word that Huldrych invented himself, and it could mean yes, or it could mean no. So again, very experimental poem there by Celan. And that rounds up really what I wanted to say tonight. I hope it's a little taster for you of Paul Celan's work and that you'll pursue him and read some. There's a lot of stuff translated online belonging to Paul Celan. So, Garimil Mil Mahagav, Agaslan Thamel.